弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考被割破、焚毁又重现的书卷。
And we will share tonight the topic of the scroll that was cut and buried reappears.
我们来看耶利米书三十六章。
Let us look at Jeremiah chapter 36.
耶利米书三十六章。
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 36.
所以一开头就记录这件事情发生在约雅敬作王第四年的时候。
In the very beginning, it states that this happened in the fourth year of when Jehoiakim was the king.
那这一年就是公元前六百零五年的时候。
And this was in 605 BC.
在约利米书、记载有几次都是在约雅敬第四年的时候神的信息、临到先知。
Many parts in Jeremiah say that the message of God came to the prophet in the fourth year of Jehoiakim.
我们读过的第二十五章也特别强调是在他第四年的时候。
In Jeremiah 25, it especially emphasizes that it was in his fourth year.
第四十五章跟第三十六章是 年代相关的。
Chapter 45 and chapter 36 are connected and related.
如果照时间顺序在排的时候，四十五章应该是接在三十六章之后。
And chronologically speaking, chapter 45 comes right after 36.
那第四十六章也提到在耶利米在约雅敬第四年的时候发生了。这个巴比伦的大军打败了埃及法老的大军。
And especially mentions in chapter 46 that the soldiers of Babylon defeated those of Egypt.
所以这个这约雅敬第四年在耶利米书里面呢、有一个很重要的信息要给所有的百姓都知道。
Therefore, the fourth year of Jehoiakim carries an important message that all the people need to know.
我们知道在读耶利米书的时候有时候、作者他一开头的时候都会先交代、这件事情是发生在哪一个王当王的时期。
We know that when reading Jeremiah, the author always will instruct us on when this happened and which year of which king.、
按照、这个查考之后呢，我们发现从第七章到第十章，十四章到二十章，二十五章到二十七章，这些都是在约雅敬作王的时候所发生的事。
And we know that in chapter 7 to 10, 14 to 17,
20,
14 to 20,
25 到 27,
and 25 to 27 all happened during the time of Jehoiakim being king.
然后三十五章、三十六章以及四十五章到四十九章，基本上都是在约雅敬作王的时候。
And when 35 to 36and
45 to 49
and 45 to 49 were when Jehoiachin were was the king.
这个就是在这一段时间，所以约雅敬做王的时候，这段时间从609年一直到598年的这段时间所发生的事迹。
And this all happened between 609 to 598 BC.
那所以 在先知、蒙召的时候、是在、第一章的时候就描述耶利米做先知的时候是 约西亚王第十三年的时候，第一章、第一章的时候。
In chapter 1 it says that Josiah was the king Jehoiakim was the king during the time that
约西亚、约西亚
Josiah was the king during the time that Jeremiah was called.
他约西亚王十三年的时候。
It was the 13th year of Josiah.
那一年代就是627年。
And that was 627 BC.
然后到了约雅敬做王第四年的时候是605年的时候。
And when Jehoiakim was in his fourth year of king, it was already 605 BC.
那所以呢，这个二十三年当中呢，讲神对约利米先知讲了很多话。
During these 23 years, God spoke many words through the prophet Jeremiah.
我们现在请翻开耶利米书二十五章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah 25.
耶利米书二十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 25.
第一节这个地方特别强调是 耶雅敬第四年，也是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的元年。
In verse 1, especially emphasizes that it was, took place in the fourth year of Jehoiakim and the first year of Nebuchadnezzar.
那这个时候，神的信息啊，很多啊，对百姓的话有很多。
During this time, God had many messages to the people.
第三节说。
Verse 3 says,
我们请读三节。
3, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, even to this day, this is the 23rd year in which the word of the Lord has come to me. And I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you have not listened.
第四节。
Verse 4, and the Lord has sent to you all his servants and prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not listened nor inclined your ear to hear.
好，你就看到这里圣经的描述，这23年之间呢，神对耶利米讲了很多要去传给百姓的话。
We see that in this description here, during the 23 years, God said many things through Jeremiah to say to the people.
其实不但借着耶利米，也借着其他的众仆人跟众先知的。
In fact, not only through Jeremiah, but also through the other servants and prophets.
只是当时候讲了那么多话，圣经特别说百姓他们都不听从，也不侧耳听，也就是说不把先知的话当一回事。
Even though so much was spoken, the people did not listen or incline their ear to hear to listen to the prophets.
你看，神他讲了这些话以后，其实都有目的的。
In fact, you'll notice that God saying these things, He has a purpose.
好，那到了三十六章，我们现在看回了三十六章。
Now let's turn back to chapter 36.
三十六章的第二节。
Chapter 36, verse 2.
第二节。
2. Take a scroll of a book and write on it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations.From the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah, even to this day.
你看这里一样是在约雅敬第四年的时候，现在神进一步的跟先知说，你去拿书卷来，把现在我所讲给你的话都把它写下来。
You see again, this is taking place in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, and God is telling him to take a scroll of a book and write down everything that was said to him.
因为先知他讲的信息讲过一次，百姓他们忘记没有听从，就过去了，就没有了。
Because the message was spoken to them once, after they hear it, it passes away and then it disappears.
因为能够听到这个信息的人有限。
Because those who could hear this message are limited.
因为你要当时候你要也不没办法录音啊，当时候没有那个没有那个科技，所以除非在现场有听到，或者是听到人会去转述先知所讲的话，不然是不可能听到这个信息的。
Because there was no technology to record what was said, only the people who were present at that time would know the message, as well as those who had passed on the message.
所以当时候先知一讲完，那没有听到就没有了。
And at that time, after this prophet spoke, those who didn't hear would not have gotten the message.
那特别又是听到人又不把它当一回事，所以等于没讲。
Furthermore, those who had heard it didn't take it seriously, so it's almost as if it were not spoken.
那这样子神的信息就变成没有效果。
And therefore, the word of God seems to not have had any effect.
因此36章的第二节，这是神提出了一个做法，神要先知去拿一个书卷来，把他所讲的话把它记录下来。
In 36 verse 2, God brings up a method to take a book, a scroll of a book and write down and record everything.
然后要利用各种不同的场合把这个书卷的话念给百姓听
，and take advantage of many situations to read the scroll to the people.
所以第三十六章的重点就是神所说要写成的这个书卷。
Therefore, the main point of chapter 36 is this scroll that God wants to be written.
那整章里面都一直在出现这个书卷这个字眼。
The whole chapter has the word scroll appear.
那这个书卷呢，一定要念出来给众人听。
And this book, this scroll, must be read to all the people.
那就显示出这个书卷是很重要的。
And this manifests how important this scroll is.
神所讲的话一定要让百姓听得到。
The word of God must be heard. What is spoken by God must be heard by the people.
当人听到了神的话，人就可以做一个选择。
Once the people hear the word of God, then they have a choice.
你要听还是不听？
Are you going to listen or not listen?
然后之后，人所做的这个选择就要付代价。
And after people have made a decision, they have to suffer the consequences.
人就没有那个借口跟神说我不知道你的心意，我没有听到你讲的话，所以我没办法改变。
And no people can say, as an excuse that I have not heard the word, so I couldn't have changed.
所以我们今天在读三十六章，我们一起来查考神要先知把他的话写下来的这件事情的教训。
And so today, when we study chapter 36, we will learn the importance of God telling the prophet to write down his words.
然后进一步去了解神所写的内容，要先知所写的内容是什么。
Take another step and understand what content God was writing about.
那对我们来说又有什么样的教导？
And then for us, what can we learn?
那我们在这个末世的时候，也能够很重视从神来的信息。
And in these end days, how can we also place importance on the message of God?
从这一卷里面，我们会看到这个书卷。虽然人听了会很生气，把它烧掉，但是这个书卷最后还会出现。
The scroll, even though after people have listened to it, they are very angry and they burn it, it will still appear in the end.
因为神的话不会消失的。
Because the word of God will not disappear.
人不喜欢听，但是神还是会让这个话浮现出来。
Even though man does not like to listen to it.God will cause his words to reappear.
所以36章的第二节就说这个书卷是从神来，神的旨意要写成的。
So 36 verse 2 mentions that this book was written out of the will of God.
那先知他基本上神的话是讲给他，圣灵，那个神的灵临到他，把这个话直接讲在他的耳中，放在他的口中。
For the prophet, the Spirit of God comes upon him, giving him the word of God and putting it into his mouth.
那每一个，不见得每一个先知都能够写东西。
It is not necessarily true that all prophets can write it down.
因为要用听的，用讲的比较容易。
Because to listen and to speak are easier.
但是要写，这个有时候就比较，有一点难度了。
But to write it, this can be more difficult sometimes.
所以要能够口述，在人家讲的时候马上可以做记录，这基本上是要训练，而且需要有从神来的恩赐。
To be able to write down immediately what is spoken, many times it requires training and requires a gift.
那所以现在神要先知把他所讲，神所讲的话记录，这个时候神特别为耶利米先知准备了一个秘书来帮他写。
So at this time that the word of God needed to be written down and recorded, God especially appointed a secretary to write it down.
我们现在看第四节。
Let us look at verse 4.
这个书卷的形成是耶利米用口述的，但是巴录把它记录的。
The words of the scroll were spoken by Jeremiah, but Baruch was the one that wrote it.
请读第四节。
Verse 4. Then Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote on a scroll of a book.At the instruction of Jeremiah, all the words of the Lord which he has spoken to him.
好，我们跳过去看第十七节。
Let us jump to verse 17. 17, and they asked Baruch, saying, "Tell us now, how did you write all these words at his instruction?"
18节。
18, so Baruch answered them, "He proclaimed with his mouth all these words to me, and I wrote them with ink in the book."
我们就看到这个书卷的形成就是由巴录代笔的。
We see here that the scroll came about by the writing of Baruch.
那这个其实也是先知的信息里面很多很多本书都是这样形成的。
And in fact, the message of many books of the prophets came about in this way.
是要有人特别，因为神的话很多，所以现在他听完之后，他要讲，他讲出来，然后旁边的人帮他抄下来。
Because the words of God were many.After he spoke it, nobody was there to write it down.
那所以今天我们要做神的工作，其实有很多方面可以参与的。
So in fact, doing the work of God, there are many places that we can participate.
我们今天在教会里面其实很需要有这些能够把信息变成文字的这些工作人员。
And in fact, in the church, there is a great need of people to turn what was spoken into literary literature that is written down.
从神要先知写这个书简的这个旨意来看，其实真的我们的教会需要有更多愿意从事文字工作的人来投入这个圣工。
And for the word of God to be written down, our church needs many more literary ministry workers to write and record these things.
我们今天有些弟兄姐妹其实有很好的才能，有特殊的恩赐。
In fact, many brothers and sisters have special talents and gifts.
那我们年轻的弟兄姐妹一定要祈求神帮助我们，赐给我们智慧，然后我们愿意有这个心为主耶稣读书。
And many young brothers and sisters, we need to ask God to give us this special wisdom and also willing heart so that we can study for God.
因为不见得每一个人都有那个机会能够在台上来传讲神的信息。
Because it is not necessary that everybody would have the gift and opportunity to speak on the pulpit.
但是我们每一个人只要有心来服侍神，我们都有机会来参与这个福音的工作。
But as long as every one of us has the heart to serve God, then we will have this opportunity to participate in this holy work.
因为当我们可以把神的信息把它写成文字的时候，那那个影响以及它所发生 的效果，有时候比在讲台上所讲的更能够传得 更广，也能够传得更久。
Because once we are able to put the message of God into writing, then oftentimes this can cause the audience, this can reach a greater audience, and also produce sometimes a greater effect.
好，所以我看我们教会一开头在发展的时候，我们早期的这些这些前辈，他们就非常有眼光的投了很多的教会的资源在这个文字工作上。
And so at the start of the church, when it first began, many members had a great vision, and they had put much work into the literary ministry.
所以我们早期教会就有很多的信徒们投入在写文章，然后在教会所出版的圣灵报里面投稿，然后让这个刊物一直不断的能够向所有的信徒 向全世界发行。
And many early workers had put in much effort to write essays and articles and contribute to the Holy Spirit Monthly so that many can read it.
今天我们还是有很多人能够从过去这些教会的圣工人员他们所留下的信息去看到早期当时候教会那个发展的情景。
And many people, by reading what was written down during the early development of the church, can find out about the early development and events.
所以很多的信息因为有文字留下来了，所以我们今天后世人就可以得到很多的造就。
And because many messages were written down and passed down, then a lot of us today can read it and be edified.
所以我们今天还有很多工作事实上是可以让我们弟兄姐妹一起来参与的。
So today there's still a lot of work that all of us brothers and sisters can participate in.
有的人他是很会写文章的。
Some people are very good at writing essays.
那我们就要把我们这个恩赐用在神的事情上。
And so we have to use this gift on the things of God.
那我们目前在教会绝大部分 的文章的我们的信息都是用中文写成的。
And at this point, many of our essays and articles are written in Chinese.
但其实我们很多很多语言的需要都需要把这个好的文章把它翻译成不同的语言，能够向不同的民族来散播这样一个得救的真理。
But in fact, a large portion of our linguistic needs is for the Chinese materials to be translated into other languages so that the gospel can reach different ethnicities.
那所以其实我们要有眼光的去看到这个神的工作，事实上是在很多的层面都需要我们一起来投入。
And so in fact, we have to have this vision to see that many levels of God's work need our contribution and participation.
我们年轻的弟兄姐妹，我们在学的时候，我们一定要有这个为主耶稣基督读书的这个概念。
And when many of us students are studying and learning, we have to have this concept of doing things for God.
我们有时候会觉得说，我干嘛要读很多书？
Sometimes we may think, why do I have to study so much?
那有时候我们就会觉得说，好像我读这个书，最后好像也不会用到，没有什么好处。
And sometimes we may think that studying all these things in the end, there may be no benefit.
那有时候我们就在这个学习的过程当中就很随便，然后反正就不在意我们在学校里面所应当 要有的表现跟我们应当学习的内容。
And sometimes in this process of learning, we may not try as hard and not put our best into it.
其实我们今天很多弟兄姐妹所有兴趣的范围变得很狭窄。
But in fact, the interests of our brothers and sisters have become very narrow.
也就是说，我们选择能够去主修的，以及我们要从事的工作，好像就是现在普遍性 这个社会认为成功然后有出路的这些科目。
Which is to say, in fact, that many subject areas that our brothers and sisters end up concentrating in are ones that are more common in society today.
但其实我们要从神的角度，从神在圣经里面所留下的信息来看，我们怎么能够投入神所要我们做的工作。
But we have to look at from the perspective of God, from the message that God has left in the Bible, what, how we can put our effort into things.
所以要能够把这个信息转成文字，这是需要下功夫，这是需要培养的。
So to turn the message into words and writing, this is something we have to put effort into and something that we have to develop.
那有时候也许一百个里面会出几个，他是真的能够在这个文字的工作上有兴趣，也能够啊真的发挥神给他的恩赐。
Perhaps out of 100, there are a few that would be very interested in the literary ministry and writing and to be able to contribute their talent.
但是只要我们有在从这个角度去想参与圣工。
But as long as we are thinking from this perspective of participating in the holy work,
那我们的教会的各方面的圣工会更完整。
Then all the different parts of the holy work in the church will be more complete.
我们今天有很多的美好的见证，或者是美好的道理，都能够如果都能够把它写成文字的话。
Today, if many of our wonderful testimonies and wonderful teachings can be written into words,
那我们后代的子孙就得福了。
Then the generations to come will be blessed.
因为人一代一代会过去的。
Because humans will pass by generation by generation.
在几十年之后的人可能听不到几十年前的人所讲的道理。
Decades later, the people then would not be able, might not necessarily be able to hear the words spoken decades before.
但如果有人能够把它写成文字，
But if somebody can write it down and turn it into literature,
以后的人他们就看得到。
Then the people in the future would be able to see it.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们一定要愿意来支援这个圣工，也能够为这件事情祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we should be willing to put our resources into this holy work and also to pray for it.
那我们还在学的弟兄姐妹，一定要在这个方面下功夫。
And for brothers and sisters who are still studying, we have also to put our effort into this.
那当时候神要耶利米把这个话写下来，它是什么内容呢？
For God to have Jeremiah write something in the scroll, what was the content?
先知所讲的话，绝大部分都是当时候百姓不喜欢听的。
What was spoken by the prophet at the time was what the people did not want to hear.
36章的第二节，神说：“你将我对你说攻击以色列和犹大，并各国的一切话，从我对你说话的那日，就是从约西亚的日子起，直到今日，都写在其上。”
In verse 2 it says, Take a scroll of a book written on it and write on it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations.
所以你看神要记下的东西是攻击以色列跟犹大家，表示这个是整体的以色列家。
So we see that the words that were spoken and written were against Israel and Judah and all the nations, and it is attacking them.
所以不但是选民，在跟选民有关系的这些列邦列国都包含在里面。
Not only the chosen people, but also the nations around them are included.
那当时候神要都是在指责当代人他们的错误。
God at that time were correcting the people at that time.
那时候神说了哪些话呢？
And what kind of things did God say at that time?
我们如果从就是从是在约雅敬的期间，神要耶利米所讲的信息去看来啊。
If we look at what the messages that God gave Jeremiah at that time.
就在约雅敬做王那段时间所讲的话。
It was at that time of when Jehoiakim was the king.
我们现在看第七章。
Let us look at chapter 7.
我们来看几点。
Let's look at a few points.
第七章看第八节。
7 verse 8.
耶利米书七章八节。
Jeremiah 7:8. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit.
第九节。
9. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know?
第十节。
10. And then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, We are delivered to do all these abominations.
然后到第十一节。
11. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I have seen it, says the Lord.
你看这里看啊，你们倚靠虚谎无益的话。
It says here, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit.
那当时候他们是又偷窃、杀害、奸淫、起假誓，向偶像烧香敬拜。
And at that time, they were stealing, murdering, committing adultery, swearing falsely, and burning incense to idols.
这就是当时候他们不但在信仰上、在生活上、在社会里面都充满神所厌恶的行为。
At that time, in their lives and society, they were filled with deeds that God despised.
那当时候神跟耶利米反问一句话。
And at that time, God asked rhetorically to Jeremiah.
我们现在看第十七节，同样第七章的十七节。
In the same chapter, verse 17. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? 18. The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the queen of heaven. And they pour out drink offerings to other gods, and they,that they may provoke me to anger.
你看神说，你看这个百姓当时候在各城邑在街上所做的事，你没有看到吗？
You see, have you not seen all these things from the different levels of the people, what they have been doing?
这就是当时候整个百姓他们把神丢在背后去追随虚无的偶像所带出来的这个败坏。
And all the people at that time threw God behind and brought about the corruption that came from other gods.
那他们惹了神的愤怒。
And they have provoked the anger of God.
所以你看这个信息本身都是很严厉的。
We see that this message itself is very serious.
那既然是神要攻击这个百姓，就是说神宣告他的审判。
And since God is attacking the people, he is proclaiming his judgment.
哦，那看第十六章。
Let us look at verse 16.
十六章看第五节。
Chapter 16, let us look at verse 5.
第五节。
16 verse 5, For thus says the Lord, Do not enter the house of mourning, nor go to lament or bemoan them, for I have taken away my peace from this people, says the Lord, loving kindness and mercies.
神说我把平安、慈爱、怜悯从这个百姓夺去了。
God says that he has taken peace, loving kindness, and mercies from the people.
这是惹神发怒的结果。
This is the result of provoking God to anger.
好，第九节。
Verse 9. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will cause to cease from this place before your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness.The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride.
神说，我让欢喜快乐的声音、新郎新妇的声音都从这个地方止息了。
God says that he will cause the voice of mirth, gladness, the bridegroom, and of the bride to disappear.
那基本上这是一个很郑重的宣告。
Fundamentally speaking, this is a very heavy proclamation.
那这个宣告呢，在第十九章是这样说的。
And this proclamation is described in chapter 19.
十九章的第三节。
In chapter 19, verse 3, And say, Hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring such a catastrophe on this place that whoever hears of it, his ears will tingle.
这里你看，这个信息本身就是让听到人会耳鸣的。
We see here that the message itself will cause the ears of the people to tingle.
这就是神要让灾祸临到。
This is God allowing disaster, catastrophe to come.
那所以这个信息本身让听到人其实是应该是会很害怕的。
This message itself is to cause fear in the people.
这是对神的百姓。
This is for the people of God.
但是你看三十六章，神特别说要把我攻击列国的话写下去。
But in 36, it specifically says you must write down the words that I will speak against Israel and Judah.
来看第二十七章。
Let us look at chapter 27.
第二十七章。
27.
第二节
Chapter 27, verse 2. Thus says the Lord to me, Make for yourself bonds and yokes, and put them on your neck.
第三节
3. And send them to the king of Edom, the king of Moab, the king of the Ammonites, the king of Tyre, and the king of Sidon, by the hand of the messengers who come to Jerusalem to Zedekiah, king of Judah.
第四节
4. And command them to say to their masters, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus you shall say to your masters.
你看看这里神要先知做恶跟绳索，先放在自己的颈项上。
Here, God wants the prophet to say to make yokes and bonds and put it around your neck.
然后呢，要把这个恶跟绳索做礼物送给当时候刚好从各国来到耶路撒冷来这些使者，把他们带回去当礼物送给他们的王。
God said this to the prophet, so that these yokes can be taken to the messengers of other kingdoms and brought back as a gift to the kings.
那这个礼物的信息就是， 这个巴比伦王最后要来征服这所有的国家，你们全部都要臣服在这个神的仆人尼布甲尼撒王手下。
And the message is that all of these people will become under the rule of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar.
这个就是当时候我们现在从不同的章 的那个圣经里面去看到了这些神当时候要先知所写下的一些重点。
At that time, we can see some of the messages that God wanted the prophet to write down for the people.
哦，那其实最重要的一个部分
But in fact, the most important part
就是这个巴比伦他是神所兴起的，是神的仆人。
Is that this Babylon is raised by God, is a servant of God.
就是啊，这个全地要荒凉七十年。
And it is that all the land will, will be desolate for 70 years.
我们现在看二十五章。
Now let us look at 25.
二十五章。
25.
第八节。
25 verse 8. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words.
第九节。
9. Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and bring them against this land, against its inhabitants, and against these nations all around, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, a hissing, and perpetual desolations.
我们跳过去看第十一节。
11. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years.
这是当时候神要先知写下的这个最重要的预言。
This is the most important prophecy that God wanted the prophet to write down.
他们百姓将被掳七十年。
The people will be in exile for 70 years.
那这个七十年是出于神的旨意。
And these 70 years are out of the will of God.
这是有神的目的。
There is this purpose of God.
神讲了这些话，要让所有人都听到。
God spoke these words for all of the people to hear.
那不但当时候还在犹大地区的百姓要知道。
Not only did the people of Judah at that time need to know.
这个荒凉七十年这个信息，甚至要带去给已经被掳到外邦去的人知道。
The message of the 70 years of desolation must also be heard by the exiles in Gentile land.
哦，所以第二十九章，这个是神要先知写信到被掳到外邦去的这些百姓。
And so chapter 29is letters that must be written to be read by those in Gentile lands.
哦，这是已经被掳到巴比伦去的了。
Which is to say, those who are taken captive into Babylon.
那要他们在那个地方，要想神的旨意，就是你在这个地方要住下来，生儿养女，为那个地方求平安。
And the message is that you have to live in this land and raise your children there, and also ask for peace there.
在那个地方啊，其实你们要寻求我，你要寻见神。
In that place, you will seek me and find me.
那所以这个就是当时候这个书卷的内容。
And this is the content of the scroll at that time.
神要先知一一的把它记录。
God wanted the prophet to record them one by one.
这个记录这个信息的时候，其实你看我们人，就是当我们在看这个神 的信息的时候，我们如果把它放在当时候情境里面呢，我们就会发现好像就对我们讲一样。
When we read this message in the context and in their situation, then it's as if it were written for us.
当巴录他在记录耶利米所讲的话的时候
，When Baruch is writing down the words of Prophet Jeremiah,
他一定越写越害怕。
He perhaps got more afraid as he wrote more.
因为当他了解了神的旨意以后
，Because as he realized after he realized the will of God,
他当时候心里面很忧愁。
At that time, he was very troubled.
所以这个在写神的话的人呢，他们有时候会产生这种从神来的感动。
People who write the word of God many times, they may manifest the move.
会产生这种感动。
They'll be touched by God. They'll be moved.
其实他不是只是在，好像像机器在讲，在记录这个人所写的东西，在讲的话而已。
They are not just like a machine recording everything down.
当我们人在写的时候，其实我们就在思想。
When humans are writing, we are in fact thinking.
哦，所以当时候巴录写完之后，他的心情就写在第四十五章里面。
So at that time, after Barak wrote it down, wrote things down, he wrote down his thoughts in chapter 45.
我们看第四十五章。
Let us look at chapter 45.
四十五章短短的五节就在讲巴录当时的心情。
The short five verses of chapter 45 record the sentiments of Barak at that time.
你看第那时候耶利米跟巴录说第三节。第三节
We see in verse 3 that Jeremiah told Barak at that time.
巴录曾说哀哉主将忧愁加在我的痛苦上我因为哀恨而困乏不得安歇。
3 You said, Woe is me now, for the Lord had added grief to my soul. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest.
第四节
4
你要这样告诉他就是耶利米要这样告诉巴录神这样说我所建立的我必拆毁我所栽植的我必拔出在全地我都如此行。
Verse 4, Thus you shall say to him, which is to say Jeremiah will say to Barak, Thus says the Lord, Behold, what I have built I will break down, and what I have planted I will pluck up, that is this whole land.
那就是当时候当巴录他在写的时候他进入这个情境里面他心里面很难过。
Which is at that time,When Barak is writing this down, what he was writing caused him to be very sorrowful.
因为他看到了这个将来要发生的情景。
Because he sees what is about to happen.
对巴录来说，其实他很愿意所有的百姓都能够回转，都能够免除这个痛苦。
For Barak, he was very willing for all the people to turn and to face the consequences.
他很希望神能够手下留情。
He really hopes that,
就是神不要。把他们灭绝。
And he really hopes that God will not destroy them.
他很希望他的国家能够不要这么样的凄惨。
And he really hopes that his nation, his people, will not be this sad.
但是神的旨意已经写下。
But the will of God was already written.
所以神现在透过先知跟他勉励安慰。
And so God, through the prophet, was comforting him.
第五节说
Verse 5 says,
你为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋。
5. And do you seek great things for yourself? Do not seek them.
他说我必使灾祸临到凡有血气的但你无论往哪里去我必使你以自己的命为掠物这是神说的。
For behold, I will bring adversity on all flesh, says the Lord, but I will give your life to you as a prize in all places, wherever you go.
其实当时候巴录也是很希望说神用大能的手来拯救百姓。
At that time, Barak was hoping that God would use his great hand to save the people.
但是现在神的旨意既然是要让灾祸来到
But now the will of God is for adversity to come.
现在其实神要巴录了解你顺服神的旨意你把自己的命当作猎物你就得到保存你就不会经历这个痛苦不会死亡。
But God says to him that he will give his life as a prize and he will not die wherever he goes.
那这个从这里我们就看到说哇先知当时候这个信息连代笔的人都觉得很恐怖。
So we see at that time that the message of the prophet brought much grief even toThe one who was writing it down.
但是神知道，所以神马上就派先知去安慰他。
And God knew this, so He immediately sent the prophet to comfort him.
所以你看，我们有时候当我们在写别人的见证的时候，我们在记录、听到笔记的时候，我们会被感动的。
And so we see that when we are writing testimonies down, or when we are recording sermon notes, then we may also be moved.
有时候我们甚至在翻译。这个文章的时候，就我们教会的一些文章，你把它翻成不同的语言的时候，我们都会得到很大的造就。
When we are translating essays into different languages for the church, then we will receive all kinds of edification.
其实我们今天要有更多的弟兄姊妹愿意来投入这个工作。
And in fact, we need many more brothers and sisters to contribute into this holy work.
我们如果有时间，我们做什么？
If we have time, what can we do?
绝对不要把时间花在看电视上面。
We absolutely shouldn't spend the time on watching TV.
不要把时间花在逛街购物上。
To spend it on shopping and consumerism.
更不要去看韩剧，不要去玩游戏。
And even more so, not to watch Korean dramas and play video games.
绝对不要去浪费我们的时间。
We absolutely should not waste our time.
如果我们今天能够把这个文字从中文转英文或英文转中文的人。
If we are people who can use the language to translate things from Chinese to English or English to Chinese,
或者是我们听到什么好的见证，什么好的道理
，or after we have heard some good testimonies or good teachings,
我们把它做下来
，we can write it down.
好的，把这些道理再听几次
，we can listen to it a couple more times.
把它写成我们的 我们听到的笔记
and write it into notes of what we've heard.
或者是我们看到一个很好的文章
or after we have seen a very good essay,
把它试着把它转成你可以掌握的另外一个语言
we can try to turn it into another language that you also know.
那这样子我们在做这个工作的时候我们 在思想神的话语的时候我们一定会被神的话感动
so that when we are doing this work, when we are thinking about the word of God, we will also be moved.
然后神的安慰就会来到
And then the comfort of God will come.
那我们对神的旨意就越明白。
And then we will understand more the will of God.
我们发现我们的生命是会很有意义的。
We will realize that our lives have much meaning.
所以当我们有目标的时候
，So once we have a goal,
我们就不会浪费时间。我们会发现我们的时间不够用。
Then we won't waste time. In fact, we'll feel that we don't have enough time.
我们在做我们应该有的生活应该尽的义务的之后
，After we do finish our responsibilities.That we must carry out in our lives.
当我们有剩余的时间，一定要去想我怎么样来帮助神的这个圣工。
Once we have free time, we have to think how can I help in the work of God.
主动去想一想。
And to proactively think.
那这样子，我们的教会这个圣工会活泼。
In this way, then our work.
每一个人都可以做神的工作。
Every single person can do the work of God.
那我们会发现，我们其实在这个神的这个福音的工作上，我们能够参与。一点点进我们从神所领受的，我们会觉得很喜乐。
And then we'll realize that in the work of God, just to be able to participate, we'll feel so joyful.
哦，所以有些姐妹哈、哦，其实她们，我知道姐妹有些姐妹她们真的花了很多时间在这个写文章上面。
Some sisters, in fact, I know have spent much time in writing essays.
那因为是用笔名，我们也不会知道她是谁。
And because they are using their pen name, we won't know who they are.
但是我。小弟就发现说，当这些姐妹们他们在投入这个工作的时候
，So we'll realize that once these sisters are participating in this holy work，
他们这个生活就非常的积极
，Then their lives will become very active。
他们非常珍惜他们拥有的时间
，Then they will try to cherish the time that they have。
不管是在听道理
，Whether it is on listening to the word of God，
他绝对不打瞌睡
，They will absolutely not
因为他知道他听到道理他一定要把它写成
Because they know that what they have heard they have to write it down
当他在参与圣工的时候
When they are participating
他就很仔细地在观察教会的需要教会现在有的一些问题
They are carefully observing the needs of God of the needs of the church and also the problems in the church
然后这个问题在圣经里面的解答是什么
And what the solution to these problems are in the Bible
然后他把它整理完之后他就把它发表出来
And after they organize itThen they will express it.
那这样的一个工作做久之后，他真的我们就看到哇，他的那个属灵的生命越来越活泼，越来啊，这个就是你会看到这个人被改变了。
And after doing this for a while, then you'll realize that their spiritual life becomes more and more lively, and they have changed.
神当时候告诉耶利米，把这个话写下来的目的在哪里
？God.Told Jeremiah at that time the purpose of writing this down.
我们现在看回来三十六章。
Let us look back to 36.
第三节。
36 verse 3. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the adversities which I purpose to bring upon them, that everyone may turn from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin.
这里是说，或者他们听见我想要降给他们的这些灾祸，个人就会回头离开恶道。然后我好赦免他们。
Here it says, it may be that the house of God will hear all the adversities which I purpose to bring upon them. Then they will turn from his evil way, and I will forgive them.
所以其实神向我们所存的意念是赐平安的意念。
So in fact, the thoughts and purpose of God toward us are thoughts to bring us peace.
这些攻击的话，这些好像很可怕的灾祸。
All of these things that seem like Very scary disasters and catastrophes.
是要让所有听到、看到的人，他们会醒悟。
Are for everybody who see and hear this to wake up.
然后离开所行的恶，归向神。
And to depart from evil ways and turn back to God.
那当人会归向神、会改变的时候
，Once people are turning to God,
那神他说他就要赦免。
Then God says that He will forgive.
所以其实神不是要毁灭。
And so in fact, God is not to destroy.
神并不会乐意看到百姓受灾祸。
In fact, God is not willing to see His people, be under disaster.
这些信息，这些文字本身就是要让人看了会改变，自己会改变。
These messages, these writings, are for people to see them and change themselves.
所以，其实神是透过这些警告， 要让百姓可以真的从心里面醒悟，也能够领受神的心意。
And so God, through these messages, want the people to wake up and to receive the revival.
哦，所以在耶利米书，我们一再看到神要百姓，或者他们会回头离开所行的恶道，改正行动作为，然后我就赦免，都是这样在讲。
In the book of Jeremiah, it is all about the people seeing the wrongs that they have done and asking for forgiveness and God forgiving them.
神最终就是要希望他们得福气的。
In the end, God wants them to be blessed.
所以当这样的一个神的心意表达了以后，神把他的话变成文字以后。
And once God's purpose and intention has been expressed and converted into writing.
现在听到的人或者是看到的人有两种截然不同的反应。
And now the people who hear it or read it have two reactions.
在第36章里面呢，
In chapter 36.
那个在第11节那个地方。
In verse 11.
这记载这个米该亚这个人，他听到了这一卷这个书卷里面所讲的神所讲的一切话。
It records a person named Micaiah who heard all the words of the Lord from the book.
那听完之后呢，他就跑去跟他这些众首领讲。
After he heard this, then he said it to all of his leaders.
哦，那这个众首领这个第十二节所讲的这些人呢？
And it records a list of people who heard it in verse 12.
那么这首领听到这个神的话之后呢，他们现在就去把这个巴录这个人找来了。
Once they heard these words, the leaders went to go find Barak.
然后要巴录把耶利米这个书卷念给他们听。
And they wanted Barak to read the scroll of Jeremiah to them.
他们听到之后，他们的反应是什么？
When they heard these words, what was their reaction?
第十六节说，
16 says,
他们就害怕，然后面面相关。
It says that they were afraid and they looked at each other.
哦，然后就跟巴录说，我们一定要把这些话告诉王。
And they said to Barak that they must tell this to the king.
这就是他们看到神的这个审判的时候，他们会害怕。
Which is to say that when they see the judgment of God, they will be afraid.
因为这个神的话讲得很直接，很绝对的。
Because the word of God was very direct, very
absolute. 但是神留了一个后路给每一个百姓。
But God,
只要人愿意回头改变，神就赦免。
But God is willing to forgive as long as people are willing to turn.
所以现在这些人他说要把这些信息告诉王，让王可以改变，然后得到神的赦免。
So this message must be said to the people, and the king must have it said to the people so that people will change.
这些你看，所以当我们看到神的话，我们会很注意的时候，
once we see the word of God and pay attention to it,
其实我们就是看到了神告诉我们的道理的。
In fact, then we see the teaching that God wants to say to us.
但是等到这个信息来读给这个王听的时候，
But once this message was read to the king,
这个另外一个非常不同的反应就是这个王跟他身边的人所表现出来的。
A completely different reaction was expressed by the king and those around him.
第23节，
Verse
23， 你看有底这个人来念这个书卷，王就用文士的刀将书卷割破，扔在火盆中，直到全卷在火中烧尽了。
23， and it happened when Jehudi had read three or four columns that the king cut it with the scribe's knife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth.
第二十四节特别说，王跟听见一切话的臣仆都不惧怕，也不撕裂衣服。
24 says, yet they were not afraid, nor did they tear their garments. The king, nor any of his servants, heard all these words.
不但这样，第二十六节说，他们还要想去捉拿巴录跟耶利米。
Not only that, in verse 26 it says, they wanted to seize Barak and Jeremiah.
他觉得把这个书烧掉就没事了。
They thought that if they were to burn the scroll, then there would be no problem.
甚至要去抓这两个人来处死。
And in fact, to get rid of these two people.
你就看到这个王，他的那个整个的心已经完全没有神了。
We see that, the king in his heart no longer had God at all.
那这个就是人刚硬，将所听到道理当作平常。
And this is the heart of men being hardened to think the word of God as something that is normal.
那所以今天神的话并不会因为人不喜欢而就没事。
And today, the word of God will not just be no problem.
神所宣
because men don't like it.
神所宣告的一定会成就。
Whatever God proclaims will come to happen.
也就是说，神他所讲的，只要人愿意改变，然后神就赦免。人如果不愿意回应神的心， 最后一定是灾祸来到。
Which is to say that after men have heard the message and they change, then God will forgive them. But if they do not change, then disaster indeed will come.
那现在这个王听到以后，他很生气，他就把它烧掉。
And now the king, when he heard the message, he was very angry and he burned it.
烧掉就没事了。
As if burning it equals no problem.
但其实接下去神让这一卷书卷重新出现。
But God, in fact, caused this scroll to reappear.
所以第二十七节，王烧了这个书卷之后，神再一次跟耶利米说。
In 27, it says, after the scroll had been burned, God said to Jeremiah.
二十八节，再取一卷书来。
28, take yet another scroll.
把约雅敬所烧的第一卷上的一切话再写上去。
And write on it all the former words that were in the first scroll which Jehoiakim the king of Judah has burned.
然后顺便预告神要怎么样处理这个王。
And also, prophecy on how God will take care of this king.
这个王要遭受神的刑罚。
This king will fall under the judgment of God.
他说他的子孙没有人坐在这个宝座上。
None of his descendants will sit on this throne.
他的尸首被抛弃，白日受炎热，黑夜受寒霜。
His body will be cast out in the heat of the day and the frost of the night.
神所说的一切灾祸都要临到他们跟耶路撒冷居民。
All of the disasters that God has spoken of will fall onto him and the people.
然后第三十二节啊，就说现在巴录再把它重新写一次，另外添了许多相仿的话。
And in 32 it says that he will write in it again all of those words.
也就是说，这些神讲的灾祸，再把它强化一次，再。把它加上更多了。
Which is to say, all of the doom and disaster will be added.
那所以，你看，我们看到这样一个事情留在圣经里面，我们看的时候有何感想
？Many things that were left in the Bible, when we see them, do we have certain reflections?
我们今天看到了神的话语。
Today, when we see the word of God,
我们会不会惧怕
？Will we be afraid?
我们会不会？去看到神要我们做的重点。
Will we see the main point of what God wants us to do?
今天神的话是要做什么
？Today, what is the word of God doing?
我们今天在读圣经。
When we're reading the Bible today,
在提摩太后书第三章这样说。
Second Timothy it says.
我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's look at Second Timothy 3.
三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
十六节十七节。
16-17.
这说神的话，这些圣经是神默示的，要教导我们学义，要让我们归正，要教训我们，督责我们，让我们改变。
Here it says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness.
要让我们得到完全。
It's to transform us and to make us perfect.
要让我们能够行出神的旨意。
It is to allow us to do the will of God.
所以我们今天看到神的话语，
so today when we see the word of God,
我们一定要愿意把它行出来。
We absolutely have to be willing to act it out.
看到圣经所表达的重点，就是要我们变得更像耶稣基督。
When we see the main points that are proclaimed in the Bible, it is to help us to become more like Jesus Christ.
这个书卷就是变成生命的道理。
And this scroll becomes the teachings of life.
要能够养活我们的灵命。
They are able to keep our life.
让我们的生命饱足。
So that our lives can be satisfied.
所以我们的信仰会越来越活泼。
So that our lives can be more lively.
就好像我们今天每一天都
Our faith can be more lively.
每天都吃的很有营养的属灵粮食。
Like today, say that we are nourished in spiritual food.
所以我们今天看到神的话，一定要郑重所听见的。
So when we see the word of God, we have to place importance on it.
当我们越重视神的话语的时候
，The more that we place importance on it,
我们越有信心。
Then we will have more faith.
我们越能够抵挡魔鬼的诱惑。
We will be able to go against the temptations of the devil.
这个异端邪说到处冲出的这个末世里面，我们可以站得稳。
In the end times of much heresy and false teachings, we will be able to stand firm.
这是神把圣经留下来的重点的意义。
These are the main points and the meaning of God leaving behind the words in the Bible.
所以透过今天晚上这样的一个查考。
So through tonight's kind of study,
希望我们都能够郑重我们所听到的，我们所读到的神的话语。
I hope we can all place importance on the words of God that we have studied and learned.
我们最后来看希伯来书第二章。
Let us lastly look at Hebrews 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
希伯来书二章第一节，所以我们应当郑重，越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
2:1 Therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away.
第二节说，那借着天使所传的话，既是应确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。
2:4 If the word spoken through angels proved steadfast in every transgression and disobedience, received a just reward.
第三节说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎么能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard it?
愿我们都能够真的用心来领受神的信息。
May we all work hard to receive the word of God, the
message
of God.
每一天从读经里面去看到神所给我们的教导。
That every day through Bible reading, we can see the teachings of God.
那我们一起来参与神的工作。
So that together we can participate in the work of God.
每一个人都能够尽我们从神所领受的这些恩赐，来让教会更兴旺，让神的信息传得更远更广。
Every one of us can use our gifts and talents to preach the gospel of God and let it reach even further people.
我们今天晚上见证到这里，一起来唱诗362首。
Our testimony ends here tonight. Let us sing hymn 36.
三百六。